short sermon. You're going to like it. You're going to really like it. And it's going to be about people that try to defend sin. And I don't get into it. I'm just new off the press coming into my mind. But I'm going to give you one argument that you'll know right off. Here it is right here. When somebody gets under conviction and they say to you in defense of whatever it is they're doing, well, it ain't no worse than.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you do admit it is bad, but you found somebody you can compare it to. Is that what? Yeah. All right, that's enough. Stay tuned to this station in days to come, weeks to come, and all that business right there. I've got a lot on my plate. I may take a vacation or something, take my wife somewhere to see the sights, and all that business right there. But anyhow, it's coming. It's a needed thing. It's a needed thing. You know, if you're approached with something and God's knocking on your heart's door, it's a whole lot better rather than to compare yourself by somebody else. Just get straightened up, straightened out. And thanks for bringing it to my attention. See? And all that right there. But if you catch me wrong, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say, well, it ain't no worse. That's just in us, isn't it? I'm glad to have Brother Darrell and his wife in our church. And not only that, his grandkids and all that. It's a growing thing. And son-in-law. I've never seen a son-in-law that could top that son-in-law. Now, I've got some just as good. Y'all couldn't see him back there. You know. Hey, my mama said, if you don't like yourself, there ain't nobody else will. But they're tops. They know that. Brother Darrell, come on and turn that button on, and we'll let you rear back and let it rip. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate the opportunity to preach. God's good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Those are good songs. I'll tell you what a blessing. Just for a little while tonight, you got your Bibles turned to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of my hands. Key verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Brother Ron, open us up with a word of prayer. Just for a little while tonight, I'm going to preach on too much fear, not enough power. Amen. I'll tell you what, right now, we live in a fearful nation, fearful people. Never let it say at Alpamy Baptist as Christians that we are to be a coward or fearful of this world we live in. God, that doesn't come from God, amen. It comes from the devil. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. We live in a spirit of fear. May I remind you tonight that faith and fear do not mix, amen. It just don't work. Even in the realms of the world, you can't be fearful and go out of these doors, amen, and do anything for yourself or your family or of God. It just doesn't work. I'm going to tell you, this world we live in loves cowards. They love fearful people. They can point you out and see you, and they'll trample over you if you don't watch it. Now, the message tonight is going to get pointed, and I'll tell you what, tonight, we as Appleby Baptist and the churches that are listening in, we got these young adults and these young children that are growing up, and we need to be teaching them that if you're fearful, it's not of God, amen. I'm going to tell you right now that God says it. Let's talk about the fearful in Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Isn't it something how he put the fearful in there also with that group of people? It's a serious thing that we're living in America. Look at our own government. I talked to Ron tonight. I'm going to tell you what, Iran can do anything they want to do. And our government, when you see them on TV, you can actually see the fear, the cowardice in their face, amen. It shows. That's the reason why we're in the position that we are. Never let it set on the spiritual realm that we as Christians should be fearful, amen. God said, but of power. Now this is coming from God now, but of power. Power. Remember where your power comes from tonight. You away from God, I'm going to tell you what, you're powerless. But if you're in God and you're following him close, I'm going to tell you what, your power comes from God. Psalms 28:7, just for a little bit. Psalms 28:7, it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Who you trusting tonight? I'm going to tell you what, it better not be in ourselves because we'll fail. But the power of God will come from God tonight. Philippians 4:13, and we all know it. Okay. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. I'm going to tell you what, all things. We're talking about that power that God gives to each and every one of us. God said we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. Just remember where your power is coming from. Luke chapter 10. It says, behold, I'm going to tell you, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any means hurt you. I'm going to tell you what, I do believe what God said. If God's with us, who can be against us tonight? We're talking about that power gives to each and every one of us as Christians, amen. It's no sense in living in weakness and cowardice as a Christian tonight. Romans 1:16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. You know, the very salvation that we have tonight come from the power of God, amen. Unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I'm going to tell you what God said, has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love tonight. I'm going to tell you what I want to talk about love tonight just for a little bit. The world's got this thing all mixed up. Preachers as a whole's got this thing mixed up. They think, boy, if they skirt the issue, don't preach about sin, don't preach about our sin tonight, that that's true love, and no, it's not. True love, amen, let me tell you right now, is coming from God, and I'll tell you, any preacher that won't preach true love and preach to us the unadulterated Word of God, and I'm going to tell you what, Shelatukov, they don't know true love. Do not know true love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, I believe that tonight, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's true love coming from the Father above, amen. I'm going to tell you what, he loved the whole world. Will the whole world get saved? No, but that love is powerful enough to save the whole world, amen. If he's calling you tonight and you're not saved, I'm going to tell you what, it's that power from God, amen. Just answer and he'll save you tonight. Don't be fearful about coming to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you what, Romans 12:9. Romans 12:9, it says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that what is evil. I'm going to tell you what, true love. I'm going to be up front. Be real. Be real tonight. That's true love, comes from God the Father. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Do we love the brethren tonight? I'm going to tell you what, you say you love lost souls, but you don't love the brethren tonight. Something's just not right about that tonight. True love comes from the Father, and he's our very example. Now it says, for God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Boy, I tell you what, God will give you a sound mind, but first thing to have a true sound mind is you got to be settled in the Scriptures. You show me somebody who's not settled in the Scriptures, and I'll call them Fruit Loop Christians, amen. We got them on every hand. I'm going to tell you what, if you're settled in the Lord, you'll have a sound mind because he'll give it to you. I'm going to tell you what, you show me somebody that just swoops around in every wind of doctrine, and you can out, what do you call them, flip-flop Baptist? You want to have a sound mind? Be settled in God's Word, amen. I'm going to tell you what, we got so many people out there that they'll listen to this man, they'll go that way, then the very next one they'll listen, and they'll change their mind. Be settled in the Word of God. Be settled. May I remind you tonight, Appleby Baptist, that we got little ones coming up. And this world's full of anxiety Christians. Can I hit that just a little bit tonight? If Carter come to me tomorrow and said, my anxiety just won't let me function, I'd give him something that anxiety would cover, amen. Fear and anxiety is just a crutch, amen, for the Christian. We need to be growing up our little ones and our young adults, not to cop out, but to be men and ladies for the cause of Christ. Amen. Up, down, moody. You'll never do anything for God when you're like that. Amen. You start them all small and let them get away with it. They'll be the same way when they're grown. Amen. There's not one thing that these young adults are to be going through that causes anxiety. If it is, you're in the wrong business and you're doing things that you ought not be doing, amen. Nobody likes to hear it, but it's true. swayed to and fro. I'm going to tell you what, when that old Gadarian maniac, when the Lord and Savior saved him, what did he do? When he come back, he was clothed and in his right mind. You say you're of Christ and you're not got a right mind and a sound mind, something just don't add up. It doesn't. Now I realize we all have a bad day every once in a while. But go ahead and pull up your britches, men. And some of you ladies too, amen. Grow up a little bit and realize it's going to be a battle. You know, living the Christian faith and the walk of a Christian is not easy. Easy believism and easy walking in this life is a lie, amen. It's a lie spawned from the pits of hell. It's going to be a battle each and every day of your life. It may be sickness, it may be a job, it may be something, but we got to rise above it and give him the glory. And he's powerful enough to see us through. Man, oh man. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. My prayer tonight is, listen, kick out the fear and go with the Lord's power tonight, amen. That's my prayer for each and every one of us and for myself tonight. God bless you.
Preacher. Stand to our feet, and as we get ready to dismiss in prayer.